Dementia affects hundreds of families across Simcoe County. As Midland today, Barrie today, Bradford today, and Collingwood today are committed to strengthening our local communities, we wanted to do something to help. Last week, we launched an initiative to raise much-needed funds for the Alzheimer's Society Simcoe County. We offered a limited number of Yellow Heart S for purchase in our online pop-up store and invited our loyal readers to get involved. Every Yellow Heart represented a donation of $25, and we pledged to match every Yellow Heart sold with a cash donation. But that's not all. We were able to leverage the power of our community to make the donations even bigger by asking our Simcoe County business partners to match our donation. Robinson's Paint and Wallpaper Downtown, Pretty River Residence, Memory Care Living, Nielsen Fitness Premium Personal Training, Cobb's Bread Bakery Collingwood, Collingwood Optometry and Quid Eye Care, Janet Piotrowski, Real Estate Broker with Royal Lepage Locations North, Chatterson Funeral Home, Tim Hortons of Collingwood and the Blue Mountains, Carstar Collingwood, Paul Sadlin, Marshall Driver Cremation and Burial Service, Bradford Wolves Soccer Club, Boda's Electrical, Addictive Design, Triple Tech Heating, Air Conditioning and Refrigeration Inc., Leckler Cremation Center, Todd Lalonde Insurance Agency answered the call. With their support, and yours, every dollar donated through our pop-up store was matched with all proceeds going to the Alzheimer's Society Simcoe County. The generosity of our readers and advertisers translated into a donation of $7,300. Thank you to everyone who got involved. If you didn't get a chance to participate in this program, we encourage you to send your donation directly to Alzheimer's Society Simcoe County. More information is available on the website here. Barrie today, Bradford today, Collingwood today, and Midland today are proud to lead this effort to support the Alzheimer's Society Simcoe County. Your support helps to make an even bigger impact for people living with dementia.